The push to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour is getting some help from union-financed advertising, but it still has its opponents. Capital correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Governor Cuomo has been pushing the proposal, which he says he'll introduce to the legislature in January, to phase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2018 in the New York City region and 2021 upstate. The governor has already taken executive action to phase in a higher minimum wage for fast food workers. And he's elevated the proposal to be part of a new economic justice initiative named after his late father, former Governor Mario Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo spoke at a church in Harlem this past Sunday, where he announced that 96 clergy members have joined his effort. The governor told them that the current minimum wage for a full-time worker amounts to $18,000 a year, which he says is not enough in New York.
The minimum wage today is $8.75. It's about $18,000 a year. You tell me how to live on $18,000 a year in this state of New York. Cost of housing is about $11,000 a year. Food is about $9,000. Clothing is about $6,000. The numbers don't add up. It's simple math. The minimum wage does not work. You can't make it.
Cuomo's also getting a boost from the healthcare workers union, SEIU, a longtime Cuomo ally. They're spending money on television advertising.
Workers trying to raise a family on $8 or $9 an hour. But they have a fighter on their side named Cuomo.
Even business groups are all but conceding defeat, saying they remain against the idea, but are focusing now on some mitigations, like a small business tax break, says Business Council President Heather Brichetti.
Can we structure some programs with job training for youth employment so that we don't end up eliminating entry-level jobs for kids who are just getting their first job?
Cuomo has promised he'll push for some sweeteners for business in his proposal.
Are there state tax cuts for business that can help offset the cost of the minimum wage? Because you could wind up with a win-win here.
The governor still faces opposition, though, from more conservative members of the Republican Party, including presumably many in the state Senate. At the annual GOP committee meeting, speakers warn that raising the minimum wage so steeply will impact small businesses and reduce jobs. Westchester County executive and former GOP candidate for governor Rob Astorino says overall it's a bad idea.
I think $15 an hour is going to be the death knell to most of the state, quite frankly. You can't tell a business that is barely getting by. Was it Thumbtack the other day came out again and said New York is ranked 50th worst in the country for small businesses? And $15 an hour, especially over a quick period of time, will destroy these businesses. How's that going to help people who are trying to get their first job or hold on to a job if that job is no longer going to be available because the owner of the company couldn't afford it?
Astorino says if the state had a better business climate, there would be more high-paying jobs, and no one would have to argue about raising the minimum wage. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.